Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1247. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos in the writing. It's shir number 399. Okay, so now the question is, what type of foods? We're talking about in the meal, right? Somebody's eating a meal, and what type of foods are covered? So the question, Taka, is, right, we've been talking about the hamotzi, just real quickly, to chazarov. You have to make sure that you eat a kazayis, bechtei achilas pras, a kazayis of bread. And we constantly put up pictures, right, in the writing. Everybody could see. On the group, on the status, we could all see the pictures of what kind of what are the sizes of a kazayas. Okay, so you know, it's hard always to judge, but over there we brought down pictures from Rabban the Sefer, beautiful Sefer, which is Kedaya. Everybody could have everybody should have the halachas of kazayas if you have access to be able to get it. The Sefer is called, it's a small little Sefer, it's a skinny Sefer, the halachas of kazayas, written by Rabban, and Mamish brings on pictures, beautiful pictures, all from many different things, cashews, almonds, cake, cupcakes, bread, matzah, well, you name it, he has it over there, and he has Mamish actual pictures. It's very, very good safer to have. So, but be it as it may, so the question is, once you weigh the kazayis, so the rest of the foods are covered, right? So the question is, which foods are covered in the meal, and how does that work? Assuming that we ate the right amount for the hamotzi, and it was good enough to cover the other food. So the most common type of food which is covered by the original hamotzi, made, you know, that one makes on the bread, challah matzah, is any type of food which is eaten for sustenance. The foods that are part of the meal that a person sits down to eat as their meal, right? And we'll give some examples, of course, they eat for sustenance, for fulfillment of the actual meal. In other words, the main staple foods of the meal that are eaten during the course of the meal. So just to give some examples, you have fish, right? Fish is a main staple meal, a main staple part of the meal. You have chicken, you have eggs, you have cheese, you have cereal. These are type of foods that people eat for sustenance during the meal. Nobody's going to sit down to eat, you know, a piece of fish for dessert, right? The chicken is the main piece of meal. Now, usually people don't sit down to eat cheese or cereal as a dessert or an extra part of meal. It's usually the main part of the meal. Okay. But be it as it may, so these types of foods are covered by the original hamotzi. Once you make the hamotzi, one would not have to make any other brachas on those type of, these main staple type foods. Another type of food, just another good example, is soups, right? You have the general type of soup. Person needs chicken soup. Person needs vegetable soup. So the same halach would apply to various type of soups. Person sits down, they wash, and they have a soup, right? They'll have chicken soup, vegetable soup, whatever the case is. Fruit soup is a little bit of a question. We're not going to get into that right now, but be it as it may, the main staple food, soups that people do eat during the meal for sustenance would also be covered. And they wouldn't, and even though, now the point is over here, even though one does not eat bread together, like I eat my chicken and potatoes, I don't badafka have to eat the bread together with the chicken and potatoes, right? If I'm eating my chicken soup, I don't have to, you could eat with bread, the challah with the chicken soup, but you don't badafka have to eat the bread together with the chicken soup in order not to have to make a bracha on the chicken soup, right? The same thing with steak. I'm sitting down to eat a steak and mashed potatoes. I don't have to eat bread together with that. As long as I ate the kazayas of bread, b'chteichel espras, under the 4-minute period, fine. And then the steak is covered, the potatoes are covered, and so on. These are all main staple foods. So since they're eaten as the main part of the meal for sustenance and fulfillment, no extra bracha is made before or after on these foods. Right, so now the hamotzi itself includes these foods, right? Once a person makes the hamotzi, it includes these type of foods. Of course, we're going to go through the various different type of foods that are not covered, but first of all, we're trying to cover the foods that are covered. So the hamotzi would include these foods. Once you make the hamotzi, these main staple foods are covered. What about an after bracha? The after bracha is the benching. Once a person, when they ate the right amount of bread, they have to bench, there's a chiyuv to bench. So this benching, this birchas hamazon, covers the main staple foods. And we're going to see that the birchas hamazon in general covers the other foods also, even though sometimes we're going to see that there are certain foods which you have to make a bracha before during the course of the meal, but in general the foods are the birchas hamazon, the benching, covers everything that was eaten or if one drank during the meal. So like, for example, somebody drinks wine, you have to make a bari priya gofen on the wine because of the chashivas of wine, right? Person sits down to eat a meal. Oh, you know what? I'll take some wine. Oh, you have to make a bari priya. And I'm not talking about Shabbos for Kiddush. We're talking about, let's say, during the week. I sit down to eat a meal. I want to take some wine, some grape juice. You have to make a Ber Pri Hagafen. What about the after bracha? So the after bracha is covered by the Berachas HaMazon. The Berachas HaMazon in general covers all the food, even the foods which one had to make a bracha from before, which we'll see how that works. So it definitely goes without saying it covers the foods which one did not have to make a bracha before, like the main staple foods, like we've been talking about, the chicken, the cheese, whatever it is, the different type of soups, right? The fish and all that type of stuff. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.